to give you freedom that's going to last. Because if the truth is told, when you have all that money, when you have all of them honeys, praise God, you are more in bondage than what you ever thought you would be. So what am I trying to say? If you want to get wrapped up, you want to get tied up, you want to get tangled up, I know a man like the woman this morning at the well. She said, come and see a man who has told me everything that I have ever done. And you want to know who the man is? His name is Jesus. I never forget when Jesus first came upon his earthly ministry. Pen these words, Luke write these words. And Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. He said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Don't you know they were talking about me? Because at one time I was poor. Not only that, he had been sent to heal the brokenhearted. If you got a broken heart today, regardless of what your heart is broke for, I know a man who can take care of that. But not only that, he preached deliverance to the captive. How many of y'all were captive at one time? I cannot speak for you, but I can sure enough speak for me, because there was a time in my life that I was held captive. Hallelujah to Satan and his tricks. But not only said that, he said, and recovering of the sight to the blind. He didn't do that by no eyeglasses. He didn't do that by what pair of glass I will. He opened my eyes to who he was. And I'm so glad that today I know him as my Savior. Not only the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty. Praise God, that word liberty just mean that he freed me from all, praise God, for the things that bruise me. Sin bruise you. The consequences of sin tears you up. When you sin, if you're a child of God, my God, there's a man standing on your shoulder, whispering into your ear, letting you know, praise God, that what you did is not right, that what you're doing is not right. And if that doesn't torment you, man, you better go back and check yourself out. Praise God, he not only said to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Don't you know that this year is the acceptable year of the Lord? And I'm so glad, praise God, that he gave me my freedom. You see, to secure freedom for us to vote, to secure freedom for us to go in places, to secure freedom for us to ride on the bus, whether it's the back or the front. Praise God, it took a lot of men. Praise God, some died, some got whipped, some were in prison to just get those freedom. But praise God, to get the freedom that lasts, I'm talking about eternal life, It took one man to walk up a hill called Calvary. It took one man to be whipped all night long. It took one man to have a crown of thorns thrust upon his head. It took one man to have be pierced in his side. It took one man to have nails driven through his hands and feet. It took one man to go down in the grave and stay there 3 days and 3 nights. It took one man. Hey, one Sunday morning about 2,000 years ago to get up out of that grave and declare, I got all power. I got all power. I got all power in my hand. Hallelujah. And if you don't know the man, if you don't know that man, if you don't know that man, I'd like to introduce you to that man today. There was a song, you know, when we're going through stuff, we try to use every means to get out of it. Try to use our money. Oh yeah, I know what I'm talking about. The lady that had an issue of blood, she went to every doctor she could.
Yeah.
Spent everything that she could.
Yeah.
Praise God, and guess what? Her condition got worse.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
It got worse. And that's the way we are.
Come on, man.
Praise God. Can I tell you somebody?
Come on.
Who you can go see.
Yeah.
When things are going bad. There's a song that we used to sing. When you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. All I'm trying to tell you, he's standing there with his arms wide open. Praise God, asking you to come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I alone will give you rest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to introduce you to that man. If you want a freedom that's going to last, come to Jesus. Amen. Come to Jesus. When everything is failed, when you have tried everything has failed, try Jesus. He'll never fail you. He is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. Amen. So if you're here today, see, I often tell folks all I can do is just ask. Because if you look at the signs of time, time in this dispensation is wrapping up. And if I was a person today, I wouldn't concern myself with being a Republican or a Democrat, with being a liberal or a conservative. I would want my name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And he's good. He's good. He's good. Can I tell y'all he's good? He's good. He's good. He's good. The psalmist wrote, say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, I want you to come to see him if you don't know him. I'm going to give you an opportunity today. That song just simply says, come to Jesus while I'm trying to say that because I just learned today that there were two people killed last night, if I'm not mistaken. What am I trying to say? We don't know what corner that we're going to turn, and we may not be here. Come to Jesus. While you have time. See, you have time now because the blood is running warm in your veins. Oh, come on to Facebook land, you can come to me. Come on to Jesus. Why don't you lay your hand? He will make your life brand new.
Have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
So the natural sight is just not going to give us the true picture of spiritual things. So we have to walk by faith. We have to know God, read, study, meditate on the Word. that gives us a picture of who he is and what he is. We want to look at Isaiah 40 and 28. And this is what it says. Hath thou not known?